Our next Navi in Treyasar is Micha. Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Micha HaMorashti. So the word of Hashem came to Micha from a city called Maresha, which was in Yehuda, not far from Plishti territory, somewhat near Gass by the Plishti border. And so Abarbanel, among others, identifies him as most likely coming from Shevet Yehuda. And Bimei, when did he prophesy? During the days of Yosam, Achaz, Yechizkiah, Malchi Yehuda. In the day of three kings of Yehuda, Yosam, who reigned for 16 years, Achaz reigned for 16 years, and Chizkiyahu reigned for 29 years. And all of them were sons of their previous father in the Davidic dynasty in Yehuda. Another reinforcement for the fact that he lived and prophesied in Yehuda and was probably from Shevet Yehuda. Now, these are the same kings that are identified with Yeshaya, Amos, and Hosea. And so they seem to have all been contemporaries, except Micha, most likely conjecturing, was the youngest of them, because those also prophesied during the days of Uzziyahu, the ninth king of Yehuda, the father of Yosam. So he probably was a bit younger than them. It came along at around the same time. He's identified as a Talmud of Yeshaya. Asher chaza al shonron b'Yerushalayim. And unlike the first pasuk in Yeshaya, which we lay on Shabbos Chazon, we say that he prophesied against Shomron and Yerushalayim, against Samaria and Yerushalayim. So he was prophesying about the 10 tribes as well, but he was doing so from Yehuda about what was going to happen. And he sees destruction coming for both because of their terrible misdeeds. So he's very similar to the Mussar that we saw at the beginning of Treyasar and Amos and Hosea, and what we see in the harsher parts of Yeshaya as well. Beis Shimu Amim Kulam. Hear all of you peoples. All of the peoples, all of the nations, by talking about Yehuda and Yisrael, 10 tribes combined, and two separate kingdoms. He doesn't mention the names of the kings of Yisrael under whom he prophesied, because they're not important to the narrative. It's possible, one source conjectures, that as a member of Yehuda, he regarded all the usurpers of the 10 tribes as not being true kings, so they wouldn't be included in the chronology. So all of you nations, listen, all of you, Hakshivi Eretz Umloa, land and the fullness within it, pay attention. There's a couple of different ways of listening. You can be Shomea, which just means to hear something. You can be Ma'azin, Ha'azinu, which means to really listen to what's being said, to tilt your ear towards them. And says Radak that when you get to being makshiv, now you're moving further than that. I'm sorry, this is not Radak, this is Rav Shamsal Farl Hirsch. The idea that you are anxious to hear more, you're engaged, you're not just listening, but you want to hear what's about to come next because it's super important. So Micha is urging his audience to listen closely and pay close attention. Unfortunately, of course, many of the people of his time refused to do so. V'hi Hashem Elokim bochem la'ed. And you should know that Hashem, the Lord God, is going to be a witness against you. So la'ed automatically implies a certain degree of antagonism because of your evil ways, the terrible things that you've been doing. Now, Hashem and Elokim, you've got the mercy and din, both aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment that are going to come at you now. And we know that in Eicha, we start hearing the realities of what happened, and it seems harsh indeed, but Hashem tempered it with mercy as well. And where is he listening from? Hashem meheichal kodesho. He's listening from his holy sanctuary, from the heavens. He's looking down from the heavens and can see everything. He's got an overview of everything that's going on. Gimel ki hinei Hashem yotzei mimakomo. Hashem is going forth from his place. So the idea that Hashem, in a manner of speaking, is leaving his throne of mercy, but he's v'yorad v'dorach al b'moseh aret, and he's going to descend and trample the heights of the land, implies that he's getting on to the throne of judgment instead. And he's going to administer justice by flattening the land, much like in Sefer Shemos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kivayachol, is going to kill the firstborn in Egypt. Anivelo Maloch, Anivelo Sarof, we say in the Haggadah. Only now, the judgment is going to come against the Jewish people. So look out. Zalav and Almasu Heharim Tachtav. The mountains are going to melt beneath him, under him. The humbling of the princes and kings, says Mitzudas David. The leaders. Veha Amokim Yisbakou. And the valleys are going to split open. The valleys would be the lower people, the people of lesser status. All of it's going to be destroyed, the way things melt and are split easily, without even Hashem really making a hard effort. Kadonag mipnei ha'esh, like wax before a fire, just melting away. Kimayim mugarim bimorad, like water being poured down a steep slope. So it's going downhill. It's gravity-aided on its way. So Klal Yisrael is going to be split apart. We're going to be scattered like water spraying in all directions when it hits the ground. So the destruction of the land, the mountains and valleys, the destruction and scattering of the people. And why? Hey, Befesha Yaakov Kol Zos. Because of the transgression of Yaakov, of Chatos Beis Yisrael, and the sins of the house of Israel. Mi Pesha Yaakov Halo Shomron. Mi Bamos Yehuda Halo Yerushalayim. Who caused the transgressions of Yaakov? Was it not Shomron? Was it not Samaria, the northern kingdom? And those kings who brought their idolatry everywhere? And who is responsible for the Bamos of Yehuda, the high places of Yehuda where you're worshipping Avodah Zarah? Was that not Yerushalayim? So the 10 tribes are worshipping the golden calves of Yeravam, the people of Yehuda. Sometimes they do offer to God, but on Bamos, not going to the Beis HaMikdash. But of course, they too were guilty of Bamos for idolatry, says Mitzudas David. So it's the same sin and the same result. Melting, destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meeting out justice that we have unfortunately so richly earned.